Good afternoon, everyone. I'm from the Research Institute for Aquaculture No. 2 in Vietnam. Now I would like to present the result of our case study on shrimp farming in Cà Mau and Bạc Liêu provinces, Mekong Delta in southern Vietnam. First of all, I would like to thank NORAD for funding for the study, and also thank NACA and partners for very great contribution to the study. Without you, we likely achieve our output. The output of the study, we already prepared the ebook of the report, and also we prepare a brief on policy and also the technical brief, and we are planning to print out and distribute to farmers and local authority for reference, especially in the impact of the climate change on the shrimp farming. And we also prepared two articles in local journals for public our findings. This is the outline of my presentation. First, I would like to have an introduction about the shrimp farming in the Mekong Delta and also the climate change, and followed by the methodology, then the farmer perception on the climate change and also the adaptation measures, and then the result of the questionnaire surveys. And finally, we have some conclusion and recommendation for adapt for with the impact of climate change. This is the Mekong Delta, as you see in the map, divided into 13 provinces, as you see, and cover about 4 million hectares and accounted for about 12% of the Vietnam territory, and with over 17 million people live in the Delta. And the Mekong Delta is considered a food basket of Vietnam, like aquaculture production. In 2007, the Delta produced about nearly 2 million tons of fish and shrimp, all kinds of from aquaculture. Most of them come from fish, accounted for 78%, and mainly the typical species is the freshwater from cheap catfish. Dr. Minh will present the case study. And the shrimp also accounted for about 18% of the total production of the Delta, and mainly located in the coastal area of the Mekong Delta. And in terms of rice and capture fishery, sugar cane, sweet potato, and also contributes a great percentage to the to Vietnam. For example, for rice, and it produce about half of the nation of the rice total production. And it is the shrimp production over from 1995 to 2010. You can see there is a remarkable increase in terms of production, especially in the from the 2000. At that time, like more and more people like do shrimp farming, because due to the profits compared to rice farming, so people plan to switch to shrimp farming. And you can see about half of the production come from the Cà Mau and Bạc Liêu province, and accounted for about 38% of the nation, I mean in the shrimp production. And you can see in the map, the Cà Mau and Bạc Liêu just located here in the coastal area. And shrimp farming in the Mekong Delta is practiced by different systems, from small scale to large scale. But in the Delta, it is dominated by small scale. For example, in Cà Mau province, in terms of farming area, 99% of the area is improved extensive, and only 1% of the farming area is extensive or semi-extensive system. And also, improve extensive produce about 90% in terms of production. Similar to Cà Mau province, in terms of farming area, Imbru extensive cover about 89% and produce about 55% of the total production of the province. Now I would like to present something about the climate change in Vietnam and also in the Mekong Delta. As you know, Vietnam is one of the world's top five most vulnerable countries to sea level rise and considered the most vulnerable in the Southeast Asia. Under 1 meter sea level rise, this is the map of Vietnam. The red color is the flooded area, it means the impact area. So you can see it's mainly located in here, in the north. It belongs to Red River in the north, called in the south, especially you can see almost area in the delta if we impacted by sea level rise. In Ho Chi Minh, under 1 meter sea level rise scenario, it's about 20% of the Ho Chi Minh city will be impacted. And you can see here, under this scenario, about 6% of land impacted. You can see about 11% of the population. The population of the delta is over about 17 million people. You can see it's very, is the most vulnerable to climate change, especially to the sea level rise. This is because the delta is the low-lying and deltaic coastalized. And this picture shows about the annual temperature change. You can see in 2050, it increased about 1 degree and 2 degrees by 2100. This is the monthly temperature change. The maximum temperature is about in April, especially in April, and maybe in March and May. You can see the average temperature. You can see this is the present, and this is the trend 220, and this is the 2050. So the temperature is tend to increase gradually. In terms of rainfall, there only change about nearly 1% in 2050 and about like 1.5% in 2100. This is the annual sea level rise. In 2050, it's about 30 centimeters, you can see. And in 2100, it's about 75 centimeters. This is the Mekong Delta. It is the flooded map. It is under 65 centimeter sea level scenario. It about 13% of the delta is flooded, and at the 75 centimeter, it come up to 19%. And under 1 meter sea level rise, 38% of the delta is flooded, and mainly located in the coastal area. Now I would like to have a short methodology. The study we conduct in Cà Mau and Bạc Liêu province, where they produce about half of the total stream production of the delta. As you see in the map here, Cà Mau here and Bạc Liêu here. And we also conducted a series of stay-on-the workshop to map the perception about the climate change and also the impacts, and also to map the adaptation measure. And we in the workshop, in the stay-on-the workshop, we also divided into three groups, like Dr. Tho also presented in the morning: farmer group, scientist group, and producer and student group, for discussion about the impact of climate change and also the adaptation measures. About the questionnaire survey, we with the support of the from BioFolk and also from AquaPlan to help us to design a questionnaire about 50 pages to get information about the economic, socio-economic of the household and also the impact of climate change. And you can see there are five parts in the questionnaire. And we see like 201 households for interviewing. Now I would like to present some research about the farmer perception of climate change. Here is the group of four discussion for farmer. So we just give a different color to. First of all, we identify climate change issue, and then identify their impact, and finally we how to deal with the impact by adaptation measure. And they in the workshop they identify four climate change issues. The first one is high temperature. The second one is storm and typhoon. The third is sea level rise. And the second, the fourth, the rainfall. And each of the climate change issue, we discuss how impact on the stream farming. For example, from high temperature, they will impact on feeding rates and also on growth performance, and also to the mortality. Similar to other climate change issue, so they need the impact on their farming during the stakeholder workshop, and on the impact they impact on the green farming on productivity or also the profits. About the adaptation measures for climate change issue, the first one is the high temperature. In terms of farmer group, they use to change water surface. And then the second priority is make pond deeper and increase dike high and make dig wider. And the scientists say that should be the BMP, new pond design and crop calendar management. But the most important is the BMP. For similar to other climate change issue, for storm and typhoon, farmers usually they improve their pond system. Meanwhile, the scientists should be weather forecast for more exactly, and also planting mangrove in the coastal area for protection or erosion. For sea level rise, farmers usually improve their pond system. And scientists advise about should be planning and zoning for rice and shrimp culture. It is the first important. The second is the pond design. And the third is the select a species should be more tolerant with salinity. It is rainfall. It's similar to other climate change issues. For policy and institution group, and the first priority should be training of farmer and also the training of channel. It is the most important thing. The second thing, it is should be more fund for improved infrastructure for farmer or also for coastal area. And the third is the standard routine for monitoring. Third is the should establish stream cooperative or club. Now I move to the questionnaire survey result. This is some information about households in Cà Mau and Bạc Liêu. You can see experience either about 10 years stream farming in both on the average. And this is the level of education of household. Most of farmers, they complete the primary and secondary school, and only about 2% they have no education, and 1% they complete high school. And this is the income from different occupation. So most stream farming consider is the most important in terms of income, and other occupation like laboring, trading, and fishing, but stream farming is the most important. You can see the farm is quite big. It's on the average about nearly 2 hectares per farm, and one farm is about 1 hectare per pond. And there is about 30% of the household they did stream farming, stream and rice farming, integrated. And on the average, they just stock stream about 2 individuals per square meter. And also they stock crab, fish, but very low density. And you can see here, they only about 2% of household use commercial fish, very low percent. And about the loan, you can see it's quite high. They borrow, they have a loan from their relative or from the bank, local bank. About the productivity, like on the average, it's about 146 kg per hectare per crop, and there are no difference between province from Bạc Liêu and Cà Mau. And in terms of cost, it's about 4.6 million Vietnam đồng per hectare per season. And also there are no difference between province. But in terms of profits, like you can see here, they are very different between Bạc Liêu and Cà Mau. Cà Mau is very high profit compared to Bạc Liêu. On the average, it's about 12.8 million per hectare per season. It's approximately about 644 USD. This is the percentage of difference of cost. You can see most of the cost is sediment removal and stream stocking. And loan, you can see, also playing important in the cost. About the climate change, about the farmer perception on the climate change, you can see we identify maybe 11 climate change issues listed in the questionnaire. So you can see most of the farmer observe about tidal surf is very common. It's the most and follow irregular season and temperature and salinity. About the impact, like some of the impact is also negative and also negative. We can look at here for the tidal surf. Some this is the consequence of the impact. Like this is the most I mean the negative, and this is the positive impact. You can see most of the like the farmer they believe they know impact about here in about let's say 20%, and most of the farmer they say that it either have the negative impact, and some you can see some of the farmer they said it also have a positive impact. You can see in the coastal area it clearly like negative impact on the coastal area, but from the further inland area, so some farmer they believe that they have positive impact, like exchange more water in their pond system. And similar to other climate change issues, like irregular season, so on most of them they believe that they have a negative impact. And it is a temperature high similarly salinity. So the 11 climate change issue, when we combine all the climate change issue, you can see here, it is about 20% of the farmer, they said they are no impact. Here it about 75%, they say that they are negative impact, and about 5% of the farmer, they say they also have positive impact on stream farming. This is the productivity in different education level. You can see like no education to high school. You can see there they increase change in terms of better education. And you can see this is the number they no observe of the irregular season, so it could higher compared to farmer observe the climate change. So it clearly that better education can help them to find a suitable measure to cope with the climate change. And it is in terms of profit, it's similar. You can see primary school have a profit lower than secondary school. Now I would like to have some conclusion and recommendation. Stream farming in the Mekong Delta is dominated by small scale. It is most important of the Delta. It contributed about 50-70% of the income. And you can see loan is very common in both provinces, about 30%. And the second is the local farmer already observed the climate change issue, and they identify four issues. The first one is the high temperature, quarter level rise, rainfall, storm, and typhoon. In the result, I'm not presented this, but this is from the KU contribution. In the aquaculture apply production model, none of the climate change variable have been detected in the model. And you can see there is relationship between level of education and stream farming productivity, and also in terms of profits. Farmer better education will have higher productivity and profit. And they also should study for optimal species stock combination for improve intensive stream farming. The next is training of farmer and extension officers. This is the first priority for in the future for increasing in awareness of climate change impact for local people and also for local authorities to understand, and they based on that they have a suitable solution to cope with the climate change, and they have to decide, like for example they can decide they should look for another solution, or they have to move to another place. The second is should more funding improve infrastructure. So this fund should come from the government and also from the other at the central and also at the province level. And this is the should establish a monitoring of for stream farming, like water quality, and establish a club or cooperative in terms of do stream farming. And this is the structure we propose in terms of establish a cooperative or club. So the club should be a chair or vice chair here, and should be supported by province level and also district and community level. And also should establish a network of technical officers to help the farmer in on farm. I mean, very important training, and also in the workshop or also on their farm to help them to decide or to look for a suitable solution. And also the NGO and university institute should support in terms of technical and also in finance, especially at the beginning of the establish. It's very important. And this is the fact that you can see this is the pond, the improved extensive pond. Like here is a dig around the pond, and this is the platform. So it quite large, about 1 hectare per pond. and they stocking directly into the pond with small size of post levee. And likely that because this is the imbrue intensive small scale system, so they like they rely on the nature, like, but and they very low about survival rate and also the profits. So we recommend that should the intensive their farming system in just a small area on their farming and pond design. For example, like we propose should have a nursery pond. This pond like about 10% of their pond, big pond here, and nurse about 1 month. And after that, they relieve to the pond. So this is like to improve the survival rate and also their productivity. And some other species also culture in the system, like mud crab fish, like milkfish, barramundi, second prawn, and also rice. This is the shrimp rice iterators. The second thing is also we can make semi-intensive about 20% of the pond. So they stock about 25 to 30 post levee per meter square for 1 month, and then release to this pond, and also the remaining of the pond culture during until harvest. And another model you can see, you can divide it intensive, semi-intensive, and this one is semi-intensive, just to like try to more independent with the climate change. Here there are some recommendation for farmer and also for local authority to cope with the climate change. And you can see blending and zoning is very important tool for to plan for a sustainable level in terms of farming, shrimp farming and also rice farming, and apply some practices like BMP or SAT or GAP to help farmer to more resilient to climate change. The fact that the hatchery on most of the hatchery collect brood stock from the wild. So we recommend that the hatchery or processing company should have responsibility to enhance shrimp population in the wild and enhance and protect coastal mangrove area from erosion and storm tidal surf. And other thing is should be like diversify livelihood, credit support, market, and selective species, how to help farmer to stronger with the climate change. This is my last slide about my presentation to emphasize about the climate change, the impact of climate change. So you can see my hometown is located here, central of the Delta, you can see here. It's very lowland area. It is the rural area. It's not a city. And it is the seasonal flooding. And the temperature quite high. You can some of you already visit there. And the impact of the Delta here, you can see in my presentation and also Dr. Ming will present. And in 2000, my parents like moved to another place about 400 kilometers from here. And it is very different ecosystem, like it consider a highland area. The temperature is quite low, about on the average about 31 degrees. And here, like I feel that, and also my parents observe that, especially in the dry season, it's quite hot in April and May. And one indicator for this is the fan, the electric fan. So in 2000, my parents here, we moved here know about almost no no farmer have like buy the fence, and also they are very rare in the shop. So now you can see in every household they have one, at least one, especially for you in the dry season. So thank you.